With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the House has passed a bill that would lead to a nationwide ban of the popular video app TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell. Lawmakers are asking on concerns that the company's current ownership structure is a U.S. national security threat. GOP Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas, who voted for the bill, says maintaining the status quo doesn't make sense.
You wouldn't allow a radio tower owned by the Chinese to be put up right in the middle of Washington, D.C., and then allow it to just put out Chinese propaganda. You probably complained about that. That's exactly what TikTok can be used for.
TikTok has more than 150 million American users and is a wholly owned subsidiary of Chinese technology firm ByteDance. Former President Trump goes on trial later this month in New York for alleged hush money schemes. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy told the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt the former president will likely focus on using the trial as part of his political strategy.
He's approaching this, as he did with the E. Jean Carroll case, as political combat, not legal combat. I think he thinks the legal result, like you do, and I think like I do, is kind of baked in the cake. He's very, very likely to be convicted here of at least something.
The trial gets underway on March 25th. Correspondent Dasha Litvinova reports this week's election in Russia is expected to cement Russian President Vladimir Putin's grip on power until at least 2030.
Putin is virtually unchallenged. His fiercest critics are jailed or in exile, and the three other candidates come from Kremlin-friendly parties. Putin's crackdown on dissent has also crippled independent media and rights groups, giving him full control of the country's political system.
On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 37 points. The Nasdaq dropped 87. This is SRN News. A California school district is forced to change its gender identity policy.
After being sued by California's Attorney General, the Chino School District has changed its parental notification policy. It originally required school staff to notify parents if their child asks to change pronouns. The updated policy now will only mention that a child has requested a change to their student records. The battle is part of a nationwide debate over the rights of parents and LGBT students. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia vetoed eight bills as the state's legislative session came to a close. He refused to sign legislation aimed at clarifying that a law requiring parental notification of sexually explicit materials in schools is not meant to enable censorship. Youngkin also vetoed measures that dealt with book banning and marijuana. This is SRN News. The TSA has a futuristic self-screening system.
Federal Security Airport officials have unveiled the prototype system at busy Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas, but say they do not plan to use it in other cities around the country. For now, the scanner the Transportation Security Administration showed last week is only for TSA pre-check customers and only uses the English language. Officials compare it to self-checkout lanes at supermarkets. The aim is to avoid hands-on pat-downs by TSA officers while speeding up the process. At the same time, they say they want to let travelers move at their own pace and not feel rushed. John Scott reporting.
A Texas man who spent decades using an iron lung after contracting polio as a child has died at the age of 78. Paul Alexander's longtime friend Daniel Spink says he died Monday at a Dallas hospital. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.